You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. A nice morning. This is one of those mornings, man, I would have been like Rocky.
Like jogging?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where I would have gotten up where it's still really early, had a couple of raw eggs, go out in my old sweats, have a towel or, you know, tuck. Nobody does that anymore. That's the last part.
Yeah, I know. Nobody wears those gray things anymore, right?
Mm.
Do they?
I got a pair.
How old are they, Johnny?
Pretty old. They're comfortable, though, man. Yeah. Oh, they're comfortable. Yeah. But that was a lost art in getting that towel right in your shirt, just right, to keep your neck warm and everything.
Is that what was the purpose of that?
Just keep your, so you don't sweat down. You know, when you're sweating, the cold doesn't go down.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was an art. It's hard to put in just perfect.
Yeah. But, yeah. I went to Western yesterday. I did.
Pick something up or what?
No. Oh. I know it was. It was packed. Like, didn't see you there. How's the Croc Center going, John?
Good.
Okay, good.
Wow.
You know, that is paid for by the taxpayer through Silver Sneakers.
Oh.
You knew that. Do you have to go twice a week or so many times a month or else it gets.
They've never said anything.
I wonder how that works, because.
But I'll tell you what, my granddaughters, like I said, to subscribe to that thing or whatever. So if you got grandkids or something, they're around to take that. And again, they've gone to every place there is in the Dells or whatever. And they're like, Grandpa, can we come back here?
Yeah, that is a good place.
They just thought that water park was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And Western doesn't have a pool, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I was surprised how crowded it was yesterday. And people probably getting ready for the 4th, right?
Because you know they're going to. I would think so.
Maybe add 11 pounds or something. No way you could add 11 pounds.
I dropped 7, by the way.
You need a new scale. I think that's junk. Is it battery? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You need new batteries.
Why can't you just give me a, hey, that's great. Nice job. Keep her going.
That's significant.
Todd, what is that called? Like with a parent almost where it's like no matter what, Dad, look, I got a A-minus on my project. How come you didn't get an A? I got an A. I would have gotten an A. Your sister would have gotten an A.
Hey, you guys would have been super proud of me last night, like 12:30. I'll even show you on my phone. So I had to go to Milwaukee, pick up my daughter. And I don't listen to the radio, although I should, but I like dead silence when I drive. And I was thinking about what we talked about yesterday, my goals.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't say I was going to buy the Panama Canal. I said, or help with that. But I did talk about the Pope.
Yeah.
And I think I want to do a little survey. You like surveys. So I got home last night because I was thinking on the way down there. So we have the PopeToGreenBay.com.
Yeah.
For marketing. Guess what I bought last night? Pope, it's Pope Leo, right?
Yeah.
Leo to Lambo.
Oh,
Todd,
you can't have the Leo leap.
This is gonna work.
You know you're onto something here.
I think I am.
You know what I was reading? There was a Pope over the last however many years. He was at like Mile High Stadium, I think, in Denver.
It's a yeah.
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 Okay. Well, hey, did you see Camp Randall, by the way, the other day? The people there for that Morgan Wallen concert?
You know why? Did you see their concert lineup?
Yeah.
You know why they're doing concerts again?
Why?
They got their alcohol license.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Holy.
But yeah, they
jammed the people in there.
Yeah. What do they seat?
85, I believe, so for that.
Very, very close to us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's.
Was anybody there? Is there anybody out there? Oh, by the way, Michael. Maybe Michael's there. Hi, guys. I've been to the gym at 4 a.m. and then 30 minutes of meditation. My new routine, swim Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, gym Tuesday and Thursday. Michael, that's awesome, Michael.
Wow. You know, they offer meditation classes at Western. How do you not fall asleep? You
know, I know.
Four in the morning.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Seems like it'd be a good nap.
That would be nap time. So I want to get into that because there's people who absolutely swear by that. They just, that is.
I would give any, if I could go back in time, if I could go back in time and you could like change something about yourself, I swear to God, you know what mine would be?
You could change something about yourself?
Something that I would do, I would learn how to do, and now it's too late.
Swim.
Swim.
It's not too late.
It's not.
Hey, we had those people on here.
Was that? The YMCA has said, come on down. There's adult swim lessons.
Actually, and we had somebody, was that on our show or my show? But it was private. Because you probably at your age don't want to be, that would be awful if they put you in there with a bunch of like.
That's what I mean.
No. It's an adult swim class.
It's adults?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. It's not like you.
Adults that never learned how to swim.
Yeah. Wow. Check it out. YMCA.
You know, friend of mine.
I'm always jealous. Even that show I was telling you about that I've been watching, he's in his pool, and it's like, God, that looks so good to swim. I would be like a seal. I'd be like a Navy SEAL.
No, that swimming's harder than it looks. A friend of mine did that, and because he was a great runner, great athlete, didn't know how to swim, and really wanted to do those triathlons, and you have to swim. So he went to the Y, private lessons, and learned how to swim, and he's I haven't talked about if he swims recreationally, but you know.
Yeah.
But and that's tough swimming there. You get kicked in the head and everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So. That's unbelievable.
Right.
That's like every person for themselves.
So if you knew how to swim, what would you like go to the Y?
Yeah.
That's good for your knees.
It's good for because everything else I do, you know, you're asking about the okay. Well, you know, you guys have lived it. I come limping in here, or I'm on crutches, or I'm on whatever, mm-hmm. and I always have great, you know. I want to do it. I'm going to do it. Oh, man, I walked 8,000 miles or 8,000 steps today. And yeah. I did this. I did that. And every time, what happens?
You hurt yourself.
I hurt myself. Yep. Something in my ankles or my knees.
You know, you don't really have to know how to swim to do water things because they have that, they have exercise in the water.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing you could
do. Well, that's the big thing in rehab now for sports is that's the number one thing they found is having guys run in water and... Mm-hmm. Water has become, it's so funny, the thing we're most abundant with here in our world, okay, and it's almost like they're just finding out new uses for it.
But
it's like, okay, the number one thing that has saved people from heat stroke now, hey, a big bucket of water to sit in.
Imagine that.
Michael says here, swimming has been amazing. My body feels incredible.
Yeah, and you know what's really good is those reverse wave pools.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Is that the Michael Phelps thing?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Carl Keeney had one in his house.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That guy's in great shape, so...
Yeah.
Lived a long time.
Todd. What? You're from a small town, though. Did you have swim lessons? Because
we didn't. No.
Okay.
We did. I told
my
you
dad
about
never
those.
Knew how to. So
no, my dad didn't either. My dad didn't know how to swim.
No.
My dad was a good
Nobody in my family knows how to swim.
Yeah. He did. He could jackknife off the. He's a good diver. My dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And one time we went to a
pool. Did you have a pool?
No.
At your house?
No, we had a swim club.
A swim club?
You know, like. You pay, and then
it's
the Tourist Family Swim Club.
We didn't have a swim club.
They have three pools.
Todd, how was your swim club?
It was a pond out back.
So, you know, we went on like a little trip, and he, I just remember that. I must have been a little kid, but he dove off the board and, you know, touched his toes and dove.
Wow.
You know, he came up, and it was bleeding. We all freaked out.
Hit the bottom?
Yep.
I still say one of the freakiest things ever was the Olympics in 88.
With that Luganis?
Greg Luganis.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Was that 88?
I think so.
So do I. Wow.
Yeah. That was just.
Did he hit his head though, right?
Yeah. But I remember the blood starting to come out as he's going down. Yep. Remember that?
88 was right.
88. That was nasty, man. That was really nasty. Some of those sports, they're scary. Did you see that new sport, the dumbest sport in the history of the world now that they started up?
What's that?
Pillow fighting.
No. Oh, God. Really?
I think ESPN even had a thing on it.
Now, okay, no, here's a question. Let me just ask this question. Is it like, you know, like athletes doing this, or is it kind of the...
It's two people in a ring.
Is it bras and panties?
Let No, it's not like that. The old WWE thing where they get real skanky. It's not that. It's
do they have two pillows? Is it like gloves? Or is it?
I think it's just if two people would have a pillow fight, that's how it would be.
I remember American Gladiators and they had those poles with the pillows on the end.
The
jousting kind of thing.
Punchy sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they'd be on the thing. Remember, tried to knock the other one off? Oh, absolutely.
On the pedestals, right?
Oh, I used to watch it all the time.
So how do they really knock people off?
What is that supposed to mean?
Because we all know why you are watching it.
Because I appreciate athletic ability and competition.
That is exactly why you watch that show.
God, Todd. Remember Dynamo? She was awesome.
That show was a coming of age for a lot of young men, I think.
You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't. The pillow fight, though, you win, you knock them, fall down and you win?
Todd, can you look that one up?
I'll look it up.
All right. Yes.
So that's making a comeback or it's new?
It's brand new.
It's brand new. Okay.
Yeah. Never saw it. I mean, that's just something I was reading about it. Oh. So, but I was talking about it's fun when you find a new team. What? Did you find something?
I did. It's called the PFC Pillow Fight Championship.
There you go.
Yeah. And I think the pillows may have a little bit more than just feathers in them. They look a little heavy, but that's pretty much what you're doing. It's like MMA.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they got the gloves on, they got the shorts, they're doing that, but it's pillows.
Yeah.
No helmets, though, right?
No, nope, no helmets.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Police and Fire Commission loves that title.
I mean, there's some big sponsors on this thing.
Wow.
But didn't ESPN televise it?
The pillow guy.
It's possible. Yeah. PFC, Pillow Fight Championship.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, just saying. But you know what? So I found this new TV show. What's the name of it, Todd?
Oh, man. I'll have to relook it up.
Friends and Neighbors? Neighbors and Friends? But anyway, it's John Hamm, who I really like, from Mad Men. It's Roger's old girlfriend, whose name I still can't remember.
Your Friends and Neighbors.
Your Friends and Neighbors.
Yeah.
John Hamm. What's her name? Aaron Rodgers' old girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Olivia
Munn. Olivia Munn.
Yep.
Amanda Tweed. No, Amanda Peet. Amanda Peet. Some other big name type people, but it's about this guy, multi-million dollar hedge broker.
Mm-hmm.
And loses his job. Does a little something, something at work, yada, 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 yada. Okay. So not to give away the whole thing, but he's almost like basically broke. His wife leaves him for a former NBA player. So I mean, he's just down in the, you know, whatever.
Nothing.
Okay. So his people, hey, listen, we're going to Belize for the week. Just kind of keep, and he'd go in and like steal their Rolexes and stuff. And that's how he like supported himself from then on. It's really good. Has anybody seen that? What's the name of it, Todd? Friends and Neighbors.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. You got to watch this if you get a chance. It is really, really, you know, sometimes when you see stuff coming and it's like, okay, oh, those writers kind of phoned this one in.
But
and then it totally
20 minutes,
isn't.
You're just like, you're all in. Well, that's happened twice.
And you go
me.
The other way. That's when you know you've got a good TV show that you want to keep
Breaking
tuning
Bad
into.
And Suits did that to me. I'm just like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's so, so you can binge watch it. It's all done.
Yeah.
So the series are done. So it's been on for years.
I think it just got
2025.
Yeah. Brand new.
It's been on. So you can watch it till it's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
It's tough when you get into that. And
then you forget for a week and then you whatever.
They're not on.
Yeah, I know. What? Exactly. Terry says, if it's like the pillow fight in Animal House, I'm in.
Yeah.
You're sick, Terry. What's the matter with you? Come on. Hey, it's a beautiful morning out there. 61 in Green Bay, 63 in Apton, 63 in Oshkosh, high in the mid-80s. We got a perfect July 1st day. June was not so good. July is going to be phenomenal. After this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
So this was probably 1972?
Three. No, two.
And this guy is still rocking today.
He's the best.
Isn't that amazing?
But he's going blind.
Yeah, something. Hasn't he always? What year?
73.
All right. Congratulations.
That's, I mean, Jim, that might be the first time I think you beat John in a head-to-head match like that.
I'm going to say Crocodile Rock was 72, though, because I think that was his first big one.
Man.
Yeah. But isn't that for longevity?
And he was performing back then.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, bringing it.
It was songs, but he just,
yeah.
It's not like he was just,
yeah,
writing music.
I regret. We're talking. You asked if I saw. I mean, no. Todd, who are you? Okay, I'm gonna give a top five list of that could be as okay. Eagles. I'm not spending $100 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Elton John, Rod Stewart, Rolling Stones, and Bob Dylan.
I'd throw
all five. I had a chance to see.
I would say Fleetwood Mac would be in there for me too when they did their.
Well, I saw what's her name did her own thing here at the Rec.
Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Stevie Nicks
went to that. That was cool. Did you go to that? The Stevie Nicks thing. She was in town.
She was at the Rush?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So I was glad I saw her at least.
Bobby Vinton.
She wore blue velvet.
I haven't seen that. Oh, wow. So much other better songs. I don't know why you guys pick on that one.
Well, me neither.
Because that's the only thing I could think of when I think of Bobby Vinton.
I'm glad I saw Elton John. I would
agree with that. Yeah, I wish I would have.
One. Did see... the one you want to see, Bob, not...
Rod Stewart?
Yeah, I saw Rod Stewart. No, the other guy, I went with my...
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
How did I pass up the Eagles? But you know what? It seemed like, you know, once they reunited, it's like they're going to be together forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to...
They performed here with the symphony, right?
I don't know. It was at the Rash.
Yeah. No, he performed here with the
But it's like, symphony. Oh, man. Because then it wasn't long after, was it, that Glenn Frey got sick? Got some weird disease and then died. I'm glad I saw Bob Seger. I've seen Springsteen twice.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I saw the drummer.
Don Henley?
No.
No.
Phil Collins?
Yeah.
Oh, Phil Collins.
Donna wanted to see him, so we went and saw him. And she's really glad. And he was really, really good. Like, sometimes...
He's
like,
got issues too now, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's not going to play good. Yeah. You talk about... You know, we didn't call it phone, and they just weren't into it. You know, but he really worked hard. That was great.
And one of those artists back in the '80s. I mean, hit after hit.
Yeah,
I mean,
after
hit. Just
incredible
them together.
Just put it out and
Genesis
it was a hit.
And without.
Yeah. Country wise, I saw Shania Twain. Glad I saw her back in her heyday. Toby Keith. I didn't see Tim McGraw in Faith Hill, but they brought some big time people through here. Although, you know what's funny? When you go back and people put it on Facebook, like in the 70s at the Brown County Arena, it'd be like Johnny Cash and George Jones. And it's like tickets, front row, $6.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some big names come through the old arena.
Yeah.
I wonder what those people thought of it back then. Was it, I guess it was okay, huh?
The arena?
Yeah.
I think so, because a lot of the places they would play were like
that right? That's what I mean.
They were rodeo places, and
yeah,
it's amazing that Green Bay. I mean, I guess, but you know, they picked up, you know, Chicago Sticks. There's a lot of they had some decent entertainment here when we were in high school.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I remember down in Tucson, they'd have those things in.
I went to them,
and you're not joking though. They places where they'd have the car or the circuses and rodeos, and then a concert.
Yeah.
And you just, when you walked away, you just had that certain smell to you.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's weird that there's so much entertainment dollars now. It's so competitive right now. And it's, I don't know, is that, you know, what do you pick? There's so many more venues right now. And the music.
Well,
that
you can't go
is,
to a thing for less than $100 these days, can you?
That's
between parking and buying a beer.
And if people budget, if you would say, well, let's say you're going to do a family budget, $2,000 for entertainment, which is a lot. You throw a couple Packer games in there. If you have a couple kids, you know.
Some money. Okay, I was going to run this by you. I saw a thing where it's like, okay, guy, and maybe he made this up, but I can see this being through. He said, we had three kids in the family.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was the only person that worked. All three kids went to college. No student debt, no whatever. What happened? At what point did some... Because when I went to Arizona State, it was dirt cheap. You know what my tuition was at ASU? Like $5,000 a year. A year. And we're not talking the dark ages here. We're talking late 70s, early 80s. So, I mean, when did that just go, you know, the cost of education goes so crazy?
Yeah, boy, I don't know.
And why? Wouldn't you say that rose as high as anything else in the country?
Yeah, that's why I kind of like listening to Charlie Kirk once in a while. Is it, you know, is it worth it?
I mean, it's like, my God, the price of education is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and is it worth it?
That's what I mean, is it? I don't know.
And I think a lot of times, unless you're a doctor, right?
Right.
It's tough to pay off those loans.
Oh, my God.
Because a lot of places want you to have a degree, but they want to pay you $16 an hour.
Exactly.
And I was like, absolutely. You've got to be kidding me.
Absolutely. No question about it.
You know,
I will say one thing. I am an advocate for community colleges.
Oh, man.
Sure.
Get those same things at a tenth of the price or whatever, the same classes.
You know, and we've had, there's a lady in town that used to work for the city, worked for NWTC, and her big thing is, like, student debt. And I went to one of those seminars. It was at the Meyer Theater, and some girl stood up. She's $100,000 in debt.
$100,000.
No, but get this, John. 2 degrees, and they're in
art history?
Really?
Yeah. How many jobs are there out there?
And she works for a downtown association. 30,000 maybe?
Yeah.
I know.
But I'm like, I said, did your dad sit down and talk to you about this? But it's really easy to get that money. You know what I mean? It's easy to get that. There's got
to
be some kind of.
I know. I'm with you on that.
Because I don't think she's going to. Boy.
I mean, I didn't have a dime in debt. I wouldn't even know how to do that if I was in college. I worked in the mines in the summer, and my dad helped out a little bit, and boom. That's all you needed. Mm. All right, we got a great lineup for you. Back up, Chris. I was smoking with the boys up.
From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. 63 in Green Bay, 64 in Ampton, 63 in Oshkosh. Sunshine high in the mid-80s today. Today is July 1st, International Reggae Day, all right? I'll tell you what, and everybody should do it one time. Go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And sit on a beach and hear a reggae kind of entertainer. It is really cool. I mean, it's one of those things, it's kind of like with bluegrass. I like it, but it kind of sounds the same after a while.
It does.
But one night, sitting in like a Jamaica on the beach, that is quite the experience.
There's a local band called, well, kind of local, Luminati.
Okay.
I think we've had them on the show possibly, or members of the group, but they do reggae. And they'll take songs like Ring of Fire and turn it reggae.
Kidding.
You know,
cool.
Stuff like that. So it's songs you kind of know.
Yeah.
But
you know where that might come from, though? You know, Johnny Cash lived there, and he
Jamaica.
Used to bring those entertainers in all the time. So I'll bet there was some kind of connection.
Could be.
Between Johnny Cash and the reggae scene.
That's like happy music, right?
I mean,
it kind of makes you feel good. Yeah.
You feel good music.
That's
yes.
And Jim's for. Favorite, maybe a little weed with that.
That's somebody else. that is like, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy stuff.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool. You got to experience that one time. Just don't go off the resort.
Well, yeah. I told you that country doesn't do much for me. Because it's so sad getting to the resort. And then you get there.
It's literally sad.
Too much poverty there.
Yeah. Yeah. Although,
and then you go to this all-inclusive. It's like,
You want to know what the worst, like, I've never been to Skid Row in Los Angeles. I've seen, you know, video and whatever. But the worst, the most sad thing that I've experienced over the last few years, going to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training site in Phoenix, Arizona. That part of town is so, it's all homeless. It's all people living on the bridges with like a tarp, with cardboard. You wouldn't think one of our own cities would be that way.
What? They all are. San Francisco, New Orleans, San Diego. They all are, John.
But you think, oh, we're Scottsdale, Arizona. We're beautiful. The resort, the PGA is here. And it is blight for miles.
Miles.
But you know what I was talking to my buddy of mine? Those houses are still like $350,000 houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really something. If anybody's been to spring training, I'm not trying to discourage anybody, but just that area getting to Mayville is really something.
We gotta get our arms around that.
I know. And also, Chicken Wing Day. I hate to say it. In my opinion, a little overrated. The amount of work for the amount of the reward. Like crab legs. Give me boneless chicken wings. Give me thighs. Give me a good thigh.
Yeah, no, that's,
I like a good
apples and
thick
oranges.
Thigh.
That's like fish fillet. No. Chicken wings are chicken wings. So why? Okay, first of all, chicken wings, they're not a lot of work.
They're a lot of work.
What do you like? Parmesan, garlic? Those are the best.
Doesn't matter. They're a lot of work, Jim. That's like stringy little piece. Oh, you just went
and the bones are kind of fun to.
Overrated.
Boneless are like chicken nuggets. That's little
overrated.
Kids eat that.
Overrated a little bit. Overrated a little bit. Mm-mm. For the amount of work.
Put them on a grill. Okay. I think they're.
Hang on.
That used to be a waste.
Todd's playing the music. Go ahead, Todd.
Reason number 593 that Jim and John are not alike.
They're fun to have around. I would. That's not a meal or anything. But
they're a mess and they're whatever. I'll tell you what is under. I'll tell you what.
If they're good, if they're really good, boy, they're worth it. Well, if they're just kind of, it's like, well, you know.
But
because I used to buy bags of them from, what was the place? Do they still have that place over on West Mason? Sam's Club. Do they still have Sam's Clubs?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to buy those big bags. You'd buy those big things of everything. Remember?
Yeah, they bulk.
I got to tell you something, though.
They're overpriced, though. I mean, that used to be just be a wasted product. Somebody came up with it, and it's like crazy now. They're way overpriced. But, yeah, they're just nice to have as something.
Okay. So, anyway, I got to tell you, Todd, you would have loved this. You would have loved this. And I felt bad because I'm sitting there by myself. Like, who's the creepy guy sitting by himself with his face just covered in barbecue sauce and just eating and drinking beer and everything? I went to that rib fest that our guy Cody Kreplin was a part of up in Brussels a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I had three platters of ribs. I got to be honest with you. They were so, and all the different, because everybody had their own different sauces and stuff. And I'd buy one from one place, another one. Yeah. Oh, when you get good barbecued ribs, that's got to be as good as anything you could taste, isn't it?
Ribs are good, but that takes a long time
to
cook. So that's patience.
But you could almost like taste the time and the effort.
I'm with you. That ribs are good. That is great. That's hours.
I know.
Slow
but
cook
it's,
and.
But I would rather go to that and just devour three platters of something than
over wings. Absolutely,
over wings,
hands down.
Yeah. Today is also Postage Stamp Day. Where do you buy a stamp these days?
I don't know, but I tell you, whoever came up with
Nick Bargatze, you say you got to find an old person.
But the forever stamp was the best idea ever. The U.S. Post Office, I don't give them a lot of credit for business acumen. That was a great idea.
What was it?
No, you buy a stamp, it's good forever. You don't have to like, remember you had to look around for those 2 cent stamps to put on with the 20. You buy a stamp now, it's good forever.
I did not know that.
John's been around for like 15 years.
Are you serious?
It's great. So all you do is go buy a roll of, now, if you bought them 10 years ago, it would be cheaper than they are today. I don't know how much stamps are. But if you buy it today, let's say they're 52 cents or 55 cents. I don't know what they are, but you buy a roll of stamps. And if you mail it in 2032, that stamp is still good.
Okay. That kind of takes away from the poor guys or the artists. Remember in Fargo, which says, how did you do? Oh, I only got the 4 cent stamp.
See?
That, well, that's those days good, are over. Though, because then when somebody, the price goes up, yep. they need them. Yeah.
No, those
you
days.
You really think
no.
so, Margie? Oh, you betcha. Remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That was a weird movie.
That was a great movie.
That was so weird.
Oh, my God. That was a great movie.
That was a COVID movie, right?
Huh? Those, no, way before COVID. Oh, my God. That was way before. Way before. Yeah.
I watched it during COVID.
Yeah.
That's when I watched.
Oh my God! I can recite so many lines from that movie. Do you want me to?
No, thanks. No, that lion thing I watched during COVID. That was such a. Ugh.
The what? You watched The Lion King?
The Tiger King or something?
Tiger King. That Florida thing.
Yeah, oh well. Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
I didn't even see it once.
Anyway. It is International Joke Day. All right. Ginger Snap Day. Not a fan.
I love
them. Okay.
Love them.
All right. Zip Code Day. I don't know why Zip Code has a day. Liv Tyler is 48. Melissa Peterman, who I'm trying to figure out.
Maybe this will help. She was Barbara Jean on the Reba show.
Ah, okay.
And she still hangs out with Reba a lot. I think she's on Reba's new show. That
okay,
just out,
I know what you mean.
Yep.
You know what's good about like redhead, like ginger type people?
Stand by for some really smart talk now from John Minow.
Here from Bill Barr.
They don't really age. Like Reba McEntire doesn't look any different than she looked 25 years ago.
Might be a little bit plastic surgery.
Maybe
going on.
You know a little, but it seems like you know that's how they come out. They're stamped that way, and they just stay that way. You ever notice that?
Hmm.
No.
I would say no to that.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, but I mean,
look at Lucille Ball. Her hair was probably not red, but I don't know that Reba's is red
but
either.
It's like their hair doesn't get gray, it seems like.
It's all dye.
They don't get age. It seems like they don't age. They don't get wrinkles.
Lucille Ball at the end?
Well,
Ricky, I want to be in the show.
Pamela Anderson, 58. Boy. Have you seen her lately?
Yeah.
No disrespect, but she's let everything go completely natural. Mm. Just completely natural. You would not know it was her. I mean, you realize how much people used to put into making themselves look like a character with all the injections and all the different things. Mm-hmm. And she's let it all go. And she's still great. But I mean, not what would be the word we used to use for her? Not voluptuous anymore. Does anybody use the word voluptuous anymore?
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, looks like a mom. Looks like a mom taking her kids to school. Carl Lewis, 64. Okay. You guys have to admit, worst rendition of the national anthem of all time.
Yeah, that was bad.
I think that was 88, too. Was that 88 Olympics? Do you remember that? When he was singing the
We played it on the show once.
Yeah. Because he won like his 4 or 5 gold medals or whatever. So then he was the big, and he wanted to become a singer then. He's going to become a big singer, soul singer.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So I think it was a Dodgers game. He was going to sing the national anthem. Oh, poor guy.
1993.
Yeah. Oh, it was horrible. Dan Aykroyd, 73. Deborah Harry is 80 from Blondie.
She's 90.
80. And this was in 19. This song was from 1980. 78, 79, 80. Yep. Yeah.
77, I guess.
77. She was great. Jamie Farr, 91. Klinger is 91 years old. Good for him. Brewers at the New York Mets tonight on WISS. That's at 5:30. What else we got going here? All our texts go to the text line. Zeppelin is touring first time since 2007. October 28th at the United Center in Chicago. Let's all go, says Michael. How old are those guys? They got to be close to 80, don't they?
It's such a nice area down there.
Where? United Center? Woo! I was there for Springsteen. You got to be careful with some of those neighborhoods. The one band I'm glad I got to see was The Grateful Dead when Jerry Garcia was still alive. Chicago, 1992 till 1995.
Boy, they had a following.
Did they?
It's unbelievable.
Was that the most devoted following there was in the history of American music?
I don't know. It was up there. I mean, it was unbelievable. People just, I told you my brother was one of those guys.
It's surprising who some of those people are. Like, I forget, it wasn't like Dan Rather, but there was some news person who...
Well, there's some professionals that followed those guys. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they were, like, passionate.
Mm-hmm.
My top five would be the Flying Burrito Brothers, Buffalo Springfield. I remember Buffalo Springfield albums when I was high school. Keith Whitley, Linda Ronstadt. I would love to see her in the 70s. Stones. Rolling Stones. Yeah, those are all good ones. Got another text here. Happy Tuesday from a tent at High Cliff State Park. Had some fun with four raccoons in our screen tent last night. Note to self, don't forget to put the dog food in the truck before you go to
good
bed.
Good idea.
Mike, wow. Been listening to you over 20 years, John, but you're on thin ice when you say chicken wings are overrated.
Right.
Todd and DePere. Mm. Dentist school, says Kyle, $130,000 tuition a year.
You know, Kyle, when we got that, I don't know if that's that bad because you what make? 160? So paybacks, maybe you got to live, but you can get that paid off in 5 years, 4 years? No?
I don't know, man. You're looking at a lot of money there at 130 a year.
How long are you in dental school? Song I wrote.
4 or 5 years? Is it? I don't know. I don't know. 1988.
Be happy.
Are you going to set our quick break?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Say your rent is late. He may have to litigate.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. A beautiful morning once again. Great way to start the month of July. 63 in Green Bay, 64 in Napton, 63 in Oshkosh High in the mid-80s today. Todd, you got any big vacation-type plans this year?
No.
I know. You don't really, huh? I mean, no. You could. You're...
Tell you what I did do yesterday, though. I pulled some beets out of my garden.
Okay.
And cooked those up and had those.
Okay, they're okay. You know, I'm big into health food. Okay, natural health food.
Can tell. Absolutely.
And
it's written all over you.
And beets are one of the most underrated nutritional things a person can possibly eat. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. I'm like in every way.
When's the last time you had a beet, John?
Tuesday.
Okay.
So,
no way, Jim.
Why do you have to do that? Why can't I just come out with some of my knowledge?
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway,
I agree, though, that beets are very healthy.
And they're really good, right?
They are. I got to be honest with you. I had a beet salad at a restaurant one time, which is really, really good. Cut up in those little cubes and stuff. That was good. But I don't know, unless you grow them. I guess they're in stores. I just haven't had them. How do you cook them?
I boiled them for a little bit.
That's
okay. Butter and
folks
salt
used
and pepper.
To do it. Yep. Yeah, just slice them up like that. That was, yeah.
Huh. But a salad bar at like a supper club and you get the beet. The
pickled beets?
Pickled beets. Pickled beets.
Always.
Oh, yeah, that'd be all right.
You always have to do that.
And I pulled a couple of potato plants and they were smaller potatoes, but I made a little bit of that too last night.
Okay, so I was going to go back. The other one that is underrated is sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
As far as how good they are
those
for you.
Good. We get those. Beat those.
Yeah.
But did I tell you that my go-to snack when we're at our place this week, because my kids, no, Dad, don't bring all that food, is going to be the bruschetta. And we cut I cut the mint.
Oh.
I'm just going to throw that in the water, ice water, you know, because that's always good.
That's what I do, too.
But then and then we.
Where do you get mint?
Do you grow some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, all the stuff is out of we have just that. You've been at my house. We just had 6-foot flower bed. It's amazing what you can pull
absolutely.
Out of there. And we got, but I really like the bruschetta.
Yeah.
And
okay, be bruschetta.
I just cut that stuff out of that garden. The
parsley, or do you use cilantro?
Yeah, no. Cilantro.
Cilantro?
Yeah.
You know, I've been.
And that's really good. And then I put on the, you know, I don't put, I put on olive oil, but I get that stuff from, it's not vinegar. It's just, I get it at over at my buddy owns, Titletown. It's kind of like vinegar, but it's a little thicker than that.
Balsamic?
Yeah, it's balsamic, but it's even a little, it's not really called balsamic. So it's more restaurant stuff, but man, is that good with the mozzarella?
I mean, you know what? Everything I eat, you know, is like really spicy. Like when I make my scrambled eggs. I put in garlic, that crushed garlic, and I put in jalapenos.
I bet that's good.
It's really good. And then I even put cayenne pepper on it. I try to make everything so
spicy.
That's what I mean. I like to like sweat when I'm eating something. You know what I mean? Where it literally like when you pour it, a sweat pops up.
Do you go to buffets by yourself? that guy at the table by himself, napkin just.
That was me at Rip Fest.
Hey, right,
I was in the bar, so it was really hot. So I went in the bar, and I was sitting at the end of the bar, and I actually thought that.
Did you pat your forehead with?
I was sweating. Oh, God, I was sweating. You're right.
For you guys.
Yeah. I think I even took the beer bottle and like grabbed it across my forehead a couple of times. So it was that really hot day.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to sit outside because then you're just, you know, you're drenched. But yeah,
fun. Were the ribs spicy or was it just the meat sweats because you were having so much of it?
So fast.
A little of both. But the thing is, I wish they would have had it more where you knew exactly who or what type, you know, because then you would know. It's like, oh, if you ever see that guy, I mean, Cody's are always good. But I mean, you know, to know somebody else and you see that pop up is, oh, you got to try that guy's ribs.
Were you eating really fast?
Without question. There's not even. I was like.
And that would be torture for me to watch like someone this. Eat. Yep.
Vinny just texted and he said, "Mino sweats just eating popcorn." Yeah.
Much less the ribs.
I do.
Much less the ribs.
I just told Jim that this morning. My t-shirt, when I woke up this morning, it was drenched. I just sweat. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But that the spicy stuff, the garlic and everything, that's really good. That's a good type of sweat.
I don't know about this text.
What?
Beets are full of sugar?
They're called sugar beets.
They do have a lot of sugars in them, yeah.
But they also have some other vitamins that are phenomenal for you. Huh. Yes. But yeah, they're called sugar beets. But
that's true, they are.
But I got to tell, okay, the old-fashioned buffets, the old supper clubs like Mahout's.
Oh, the pickled.
That's all you need.
Right, yeah.
Just go back.
We have somebody
there.
Coming on, though. I want to, what's the best snack? Because in 80 degrees, the snacks aren't the same as football.
Right.
Because you don't
want. Right.
So those pickled beets, anything cold, that would be good. Greek salads are good this time
of year.
Love
Greek salads.
You know?
Love it. But I want to learn how to cook ribs.
That's a long process.
Well, I'm going to build my own smoker.
You're not going to cook them in the oven, right?
That's what I mean. I'm going to build a smoker.
You can't have that. On your deck.
In Manitowoc, I can.
Oh, you can. Oh, all right.
Because I found my welder that I bought from Harbor Freight. I'm getting back into welding.
Okay. Your smoker, why don't you just put some wood chips in like a coffee can, put that on the grill, let that smoke and put them on in like a 2-in-1.
I want to do this right.
Yeah, then you have two smokers. Then you have a smoker and a grill on your deck that looks a little junky.
No, it won't. I'll camouflage it. Mm-hmm. Put stuff around it. Brian says, good name for Johnny for a DJ. Johnny Sweats. It's a DJ name. Not bad. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
They just roll a refrigerator out there.
I just feel so healthy when I sweat. Don't you? You feel like you're...
If I'm in a gym, not when I'm walking around the house or in bed. Yeah.
Or sitting with a plate of ribs in front of you.
At a buffet. Yeah.
I don't know. It feels good. I feel like you're doing something good for your body.
Are you really going to make a smoker or are you going to buy a smoker?
I'd like to make it because I did find my welder.
I might buy one from you because I might.
Okay. Think about it.
Got another text. Look up the 3-2-1 method to make great ribs. That's
3-2-1 method.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
I'll look at that and look at that right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Alex. We're going to start a quick break. Back with Shanasty Ireland. Okay. Right?
I thought we were
going to find out. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.